It's fundraising season. The Relay for Life to Fight Cancer kicks off in Morgan County, Ohio this weekend. There's also a Do It for Dad walk in British Columbia. Terrific ways to build awareness and collect funds, but how much goes to research? Places like Charity Navigator website find that groups like Susan G. Komen for the Cure and Dana-Farber have relatively low administrative costs. That's a good sign. But Time Magazine's Bill Saporito looked at tax returns and found, for instance, that the National Charity for Cancer Research raised $5.3 million in 2009, and there's no sign any of that went to research. He also found the National Breast Cancer Research Center, run by the Walker Cancer Research Institute, raised over $12 million in 2009, but spent 52% of that on more fundraising. Only about 4% went to research. Is there a better way? He and others think there is. It's called venture philanthropy. His article is Check Your Charity. He's going to tell us how to do that and tell us more about venture philanthropy. But Bill, how many other charities did you find that hardly did anything with the money raised?
Well, there were way too many, to put it bluntly. Americans give so much money towards cancer research every year. And we give a lot of money to everything, I think more than $300 billion annually. But we sort of do it not blindly, but hopefully. And what I discovered in my research is that so many organizations waste so much money that they can't possibly do what they're setting out to do, which is to cure cancer.
And I guess the first question is, are they all setting out to do that? You quote Greg Simon, who's former head of Faster Cures. That's a nonprofit that's trying to improve medical research. He says the general public is throwing its money away. It makes you think that, well, people on the other end, the receiving end, must know that. I mean, are these groups really setting out to do something good, or
Well, I think they think they are. And when you set up a cancer research organization, they're set up for many reasons. Typically, you lose a loved one, you set up an organization in their memory, and you get it going. But after a certain period of time, it loses its momentum, it doesn't fund the right research, or it funds the same researchers, it doesn't really do its homework. What I found is that so many organizations, A, they waste so much money just raising money. It's an amazing business, the fundraising business. But it really serves itself. It doesn't serve the research function. And I think this is a big problem.
Well, there's another group, Charity Navigator, which grades philanthropies. And it gave one a zero rating. This is the Children's Cancer Research Fund, CCRF. Talk about their fundraising.
You know, they send out these heart-tugging letters with pictures of kids who are bald from chemotherapy. And, you know, these are real kids, and they have suffered, and children certainly suffer from cancer. But again, it's an organization that sent $2.7 million to the University of Minnesota, but it spent $9.8 million on direct mail. Now, first of all, it's not always that clear that there's only one recipient to this, but that's fine. This is University of Minnesota is legit. But $9.8 million in other expenses. And, you know, they defend this model. They say that they're doing good. Now, other people would argue that, well, this is incredibly inefficient way to get money, you know, to researchers. And by the way, maybe the money should be distributed in a different way. You know, when you sort of focus, you say, I'm only going to give it to one source, then maybe you're not getting, you know, a competitive return on your investment. And I think that's really the issue here for people who are giving. What return are you getting on that money?
And you speak to a professor at Harvard Business School, Alan Grossman, who's trying to come up with analytical tools for nonprofits so that nonprofits can sort of figure that out the way for-profits have to.
Well, this is the model that's being developed right now. One of the problems with nonprofits is that they say, well, we can't measure outputs. There's no logical way to measure how well we're doing. Now, if you look at Charity Navigator and GuideStar and those places, what they've done is sort of started that path. And they say, okay, we want you to list how much you're spending on fundraising, on administrative costs. But that still leaves a gap, right? So if I spend 50% of my money on programming, I mean, doing the actual research, that's better than if I only spend 10%. But there's a point at which you could say, well, suppose I spent 20% of the funds I get on administration and another organization only spends 10%. But if I get more out of my research than they do, aren't I doing a better job? And this is really where the gap is right now. And organizations like Harvard and Faster Cures are trying to work on a metric to let people see where their money's going and whether it's being used wisely.
You give some examples of this new thinking. Tell us what some of the charities that are in this
We talk about the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation, which was founded by Kathy Giusti, who's a former pharmaceutical executive. And she brought the kind of business rigor to a nonprofit that has been sorely lacking. What she said is, we're going to set up a venture capital type operation where we are going to collect money and then we're going to invest it in research as opposed to donating it to research. And that means you need to set up really a business board that examines what work you've done, you know, what you're getting in return. And using this model, they were able to bring products to market. They were able to really help people survive. And if you can't improve survival rates, you're probably not doing very effective work.
But help me understand that. Does that come across as a little unseemly? We're not donating, we're investing, so we stand to benefit if you come up with something? Or?
Well, charities are formed to go after diseases, all right? This is the way it's done. What they're saying at the Multiple Myeloma Research Foundation is that We are striving for a cure here. We're not striving for anything else. And the best way to get to that cure is to fund the research that's going to produce it. So we have to be able to grade that research, to analyze what return we're getting on our investment. So it's actually a smart way to do it.
Time Magazine's Bill Saporito. And Bill has been telling us about a new model. He calls it venture philanthropy. It's a venture capital model. And Bill, you say there's more transparency. They have skin in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, this venture philanthropy is the latest sort of craze, if you will. It's occurring because a number of the bigger givers now are venture capitalists themselves, and they think it works. Because when you are a venture capitalist or when you are in a startup mode, every dollar you bring in is precious. You cannot waste a dime. Because if you do, you will be out of business really fast. So what they're saying is, if you look at improvement in survival rates in various cancers, you know, pancreatic, lung cancer, brain, they really haven't moved very far in many, many years. I mean, it's really tragic. So what they're saying is maybe the model's wrong. I mean, it's done some good things, but it hasn't extended survival. And this is really the crux of the matter. How can we keep people alive?
So the thinking is that it's not just that money isn't being used as efficiently as it can. It's that, well, as you write, people are dying because funds are mishandled.
Well, this is really the tragedy here. So if you're giving money to an organization that's just, you know, wasting so much of it, what they're doing is preventing that money from going to an organization that might actually cure what you have. Listen, I've had cancer, and let me tell you, you want help. You want somebody that's going to get you to next year.
So you brought some personal interest to this research.
Absolutely. And I think it also led me to looking at what's going on in the cancer industry. And it, believe me, it is an industry because so many people are diagnosed with cancer. They need to be treated.
Well, this is a conversation that started a couple of decades ago with the notion of, gee, is a charity spending more on the gala than the money that they get in from the gala? And the argument always is, well, but it's seed money. It will filter down in some other ways. But is something that simple as part of this conversation, you know, not spending the money on the frills and getting more of it into research?
So in terms of the galas and the bikes and walks and rides, I think there's something good about that in that it assembles a community. I've been to some of the Livestrong rides, for instance, and they're really terrific. I mean, you've got like 5,000 people. They have all been touched by the disease in some way, shape, or form.
This is Lance Armstrong's ride.
Yeah, this is the Lance Armstrong Foundation. But there are many, you know, the Komen for the Cure has similar
Susan G. Komen,
walks,
right?
And runs. Mm-hmm. And people exchange ideas. They're helpful. It's supportive. It's not such a bad thing. Again, it's how effective are we going to be with the money that we do raise?
Well, then how do you know? Your title is Check Your Charity. How do you check?
You go with the basics first, Charity Navigator and GuideStar and places like that where you can just look at the fundamentals. If they're spending 90% of what they're taking in on fundraising and salaries for the directors. I mean, I've looked at some tax returns where the salaries, the combined salaries of the staff exceeded the amount of money that was being paid to research. And you have to say, you know, we ought to fire you because you're not doing your job, clearly. So that's one thing you can do. You can look at the tax return. And on every tax return, it's listed how much is spent on the program, how much is spent on the research. You can know. And then you can do a little homework if you really like and phone them and look at their websites and say, where is the funding going? Is it going to the same researchers who haven't produced anything? Are they? You can ask these questions. Tell me what you've done to move the needle on cancer. I mean, I think that's really important.
Bill Saporito, his article in Time Magazine, Check Your Charity. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you.